Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Listening is Odyssey's commitment to mental health conversations. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, depression, anxiety, or mental illness, help is available. Call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's 988.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Wings could eventually land in Dallas. A popular coffee shop suddenly goes out of business, and bird flu detected in milk. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. A big vote in Dallas that could bring the Wings one step closer to a new home in downtown. The Dallas Wings play at UT Arlington, but Dallas leaders want them to play at the historic but aging Dallas Memorial Auditorium, which is attached to the city's K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, and they discussed it this morning.
Today is indeed a great day, and it's a glimpse into our future as we become recognized as the best sports city in America.
And after a lot of back and forth, the vote was unanimous.
Congratulations, Dallas. Wonderful. Wonderful. It's a big deal.
The Dallas City Council is discussing a $20 million package of incentives aimed at luring the Wings. The Wings have sold out season tickets to their upcoming season. More than 3 weeks after his high-speed hit-and-run crash in Dallas, it looks like there's another lawsuit naming Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. KRLD's Gert Lewis has the story.
A Kansas City TV station citing Dallas police documents reports that Rice and a friend have been named in another lawsuit, this one filed by one of the other drivers, Kemblish Desai. This is on top of the first lawsuits filed in Dallas County by Irina Gromova and Edvard Petrovsky. Dallas police say Rice was going nearly 120 miles an hour, racing his friend, SMU player Theodore Knox, who was driving another car that was registered in Rice's name. This week, ESPN reported that Rice is also facing a multi-game suspension by the NFL. Knox has already been suspended indefinitely by SMU. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All across North Texas, housing costs are rising. In fact, existing home sale prices have more than doubled in the last 10 years. In Dallas, meanwhile, voters will be deciding on a massive bond package that includes plans to help keep housing affordable. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Supporters of Proposition H say it would help people like bus drivers, food delivery drivers, and medical assistants struggling with higher rent.
Do you really want these people, of all that they have to take care of on our behalf, do you want them worrying about living in substandard housing, given all the other responsibilities that they have that actually help us?
South Dallas Fair Park Community Development's Billy Lane says the measure would provide $26 million for housing. Councilwoman Kara Mendelson says the proposition has no specific projects, and Dallas can already use more than a dozen federal and state programs to provide affordable housing without taxing residents. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More changes coming to Arlington's entertainment district. The city council unanimously approved spending more than $4 million on improvements to Choctaw Stadium.
A valet lane over on the west side, some parking needs that the National Medal of Honor Museum will have going forward once it gets open. And then we're potentially looking at some additional retail space on the west side of Choctaw Stadium for future development.
That's Rob Matwick with the Rangers, which still manages their former ballpark. Work won't start until after the All-Star Game, which this year takes place across the street at Globe Life Field. A Dallas grandmother is on trial for killing her own grandson. KRLD's LP Phillips reports.
Jury selection is underway in the trial of 63-year-old Suzette James, a case that could land her in prison for life with no parole. She's accused of killing her one-month-old grandson, Zylan Phillips. It happened in the early morning hours of October 22, 2022, in James' apartment near Greenville and 635. The baby's mother had been hospitalized and was in the intensive care unit. James was in charge of watching her children. James FaceTimed the daughter that morning to say the baby was unresponsive. A nurse tried to talk James through CPR, and Dallas Fire Rescue rushed to the scene. But by the time the infant got to the hospital, he was dead. An autopsy showed the baby died from the result of abusive head trauma. Testimony could begin tomorrow. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Frisco, an arrest has been made in connection with some recent fires. 29-year-old Jonathan Webb of Austin remains behind bars in the Denton County Jail, facing charges of arson and deadly conduct. Kelly Kistner with Frisco Fire says Webb is accused of setting a small fire outside a home on Haverford Drive.
It ended up being a trash pile that was outside of a house. The folks have been doing a remodel on their home.
That fire was quickly put out and nobody was hurt. Webb is also facing charges in connection with a fire at a home that's under construction on Memorial Drive and is a suspect in connection with another house fire in Frisco. A popular coffee shop chain in Dallas abruptly shuts its doors for good. We get more from KRLD's Austin York.
Employees of Foxtrot got an email yesterday morning that at the end of the workday Tuesday, they would no longer be employed. A memo from another Dallas shop told employees that managers had no clue about anything before Tuesday morning. All four Dallas Foxtrot locations, including shops in Uptown and on Knox Henderson, have been closed permanently as the company goes into bankruptcy protection. The chain had 33 locations nationwide with headquarters in Chicago. It was created to be part coffee shop and part convenience store, with an emphasis on delivering upscale grocery items like pints of Jenny's ice cream, bottles of wine, and flowers. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Particles of the bird flu virus have been detected in milk purchased in stores. The FDA says the particles are probably the remains of viruses that were killed during the pasteurization process and that milk in stores is still safe to drink. The bird flu virus has been detected in dairy cows in Texas and seven other states. Mansfield is getting a new business and hundreds of new jobs. Crystal Window and Door Systems plans to build a new manufacturing facility and regional corporate headquarters in Mansfield. The company is getting a $3.1 million grant from the Texas Enterprise Fund to help with the project. They plan to hire 500 new employees. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.